I'd ask you to turn with me tonight to the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, we'll read most of the chapter. It's only 18 verses. We'll hit the first 11, and then we'll read 16 through 18. And the title tonight I want to share with you, the Lord's laid on my heart, is this: Get What God Gives. Getting what God gives. I'm sure most of y'all know the background of Joshua. We know that Moses was a great leader, and the Bible's going to tell us here in just a minute that Moses is dead, and Joshua is going to have to lead his people and God's people into the promised land. And we're going to see here, and you're going to hear me say this a lot tonight, that God has given these people the land. You'll see it over and over again, that God has already provided the victory. It's their job to go get it. It's their job to go get the land that God's given them. And that applies to our life, getting what God gives. And I really am pressed to share that about our life center coming up. That's kind of where the Lord's led me to talk about it, because I'm talking tonight to the church, the body of Christ at this place, that God's given us something, and it's our job to go get it. So if you would stand with me, we'll read these few verses this evening. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. We'll skip around, but if you'll start with me in verse 1. The Bible says this: Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, there it is, from the wilderness in this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Verse 5. There shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 8, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host, command the people, saying, Prepare ye victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Now read with me in verse 16. We'll skip a few verses. Verse 16, And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest us we will go, according as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so we will hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou hast commandest him, he shall be put to death. And our last words of the chapter, only be strong and of a good courage. Pray with me if you would. Thank you, Jesus, for this night, and I thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, God, for the reading of your word, and I pray you would bless it, Lord, and that we would get what you would have for us. Thank you for these people. I pray you'd bless them, and I pray you'd pour out your double portion upon them tonight. I pray you would speak to them, Lord, through the Holy Spirit. And Lord, as we leave this place, we'll be careful to give you the honor and praise and the glory. Thank you for meeting with us, and bless these people in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. We'll look at the title tonight as Joshua. You know that Joshua was taking over an army. He was taking over in this fold. And I think about the man of Moses, how amazing that man was, a man of God. And Joshua had a great example. But you'll see here, God told Joshua, it's time for you to step up. It's time for you to take your people and take my people into the promised land. But the stipulation is, I've given it, you've got to go. I've given you the land, I've provided everywhere that you go. God will take care of you, but it's your job to have faith and take a step of it. So if you'll look with me, look at these verses that we look at, and we'll try to ask the question, try to answer it tonight. How do I get what God gives? If the Bible's telling me that God's going to go before me and He's going to provide, how exactly am I going to get there? What do I need to practice in my life? And that's kind of what we're going to look at with the example of Joshua. If you look with me in verse number 5, we'll look at the first thing tonight. If I'm going to get what God gives, number one, I've got to remember what God said. Before I ever start on my journey, I've got to remember what God said. And here's what God said in verse number 5 to Joshua. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of my life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Church, if we're ever going to get where God wants us to be, number one, we've got to remember His Word. We've got to stand on it, we've got to apply it, and we've got to believe what it says. And what it says in this chapter and in this verse, it tells me three different things about God being with me. Number one, it says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Think about that man Moses that Joshua was replacing. What a mighty man that he had to take. He had big shoes to fill. And so the problem is without God, he fails. And church, tonight, without God, we fail. We fail miserably every single time we go in front of God or we don't talk to God about what we've got planned. If we try to live our life according to what we want, most of the time it's a failure. But I'm thankful the Lord promises me these things. He tells us in this verse, number one, I will be with you. What a promise that is, to be with God's people and for God to tell me and you that wherever I go, He's going to be with me. What a joy that is to know. He tells me in the same verse also that He will not fail me. Verse number 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Here it is. I will not fail thee. That tells me that if I'm a failure, God's not. If I fail, God's not going to fail me. What a joy that is to know He's got my back. What a joy it is to know that He's not going to fail me in what God's called me to be. And as I look forward and as the Lord's kind of pressed this building on my heart, as I look at this book and I look at this example that God's leading us to, I'm thankful that He tells me He's with me and He won't fail me. And that gives me the confidence to keep going. So He says in these verses, verse number 5, I was with Moses, I will be with thee, I will not fail thee. But the last thing He says is also, I will not forsake you. That's different. Yes, I'm not going to leave you. Yes, I'm not going to fail you, but I'm not going to forsake you. You know what that tells me? God is committed. God's committed. God's committed to you and I. I'm not perfect, but God is. I'm not always committed, but God is. What a joy that is to know that Moses, this strong man of God, I can just imagine being in the shoes of Joshua. I mean, I'm talking about big shoes to fill, and God says this, Joshua, I will be with you, I will not fail you, I will not forsake you. And I look at that in my life, And the Bible tells me this in the Old Testament. It quotes it in Hebrews chapter 13. The Bible says, I will not fail you nor forsake you. So if it's true then, if it's true now, that means I can apply it to my life. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if I've been born again and I'm in His family, He tells me three things in this word. Number one, I will be with you. Number two, I will not fail you. And number three, I will not forsake you. What a joy it is to know He's not going to leave me. And I look at that and I'm thankful that He will not leave me. But church, I've got to remember that if I'm going to walk with God. If I forget that, boy, my life goes down the hill in a hurry. He says, I will not fail you nor forsake you. Let's move on. Let's look with me in verse number 6. We see, number one, I've got to remember what God said if I'm ever going to get what God gives. Number two, you're going to see it a few times here in the chapter, and we'll look at them. Number two, I've got to be confident in God. He gives me the promises, but I've got to be confident in them. Look what it says here in verse number 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Verse number 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Verse number 9. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Last verse of the chapter, verse 18. Last part of that verse. Only be strong and of a good courage. You see the picture here, don't you? God didn't say it once, did He? Over and over and over, He tells Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. You've got what I've told you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to forsake you. But you've got to be confident in that. And if you're ever going to take a step of faith, you've got to be confident that the God of this book is going to do what He says. He tells Joshua that you ought not to fear because I'm going to be with you and I'm going to be strong in your life. He says in verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. And that tells me I've got to be confident in God. And I've noticed, and the Scripture tells it, and I've noticed it in my own life, that when I'm confident in God, I can do things that I couldn't do without confidence. Look what it says here. Verse number 7. Here's what the confidence in God gives me. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Here it is. That thou mayest observe to do all the law. Number one, if I'm confident in God, I can observe God's law. I can follow it. But if I don't believe God's promises, I'm not going to do what it says. So He tells me in these verses, you've got to observe God's law if you're strong and courageous. It says in the same verse, verse 7, you can obey God's word. It goes on to say, you mayest observe to do all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Here it is. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. And it tells me at the end of that verse, not only to observe, not only to obey, but I'm thankful that God promises me when I'm confident in Him, the outcome's different. End of that verse, verse 7. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. End of verse 8. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Church, it is so important that I be confident in God. Good times, bad times, ugly times, be confident in God. Because God gives me the ability through that faith to follow what He says. Sometimes the path is blinded. Sometimes I can't see the next turn or the next step or the next action. But I'm called regardless to be confident. Joshua had not been, he had not led his people over the Jordan yet in chapter 1. So he did not know who he was going to face. He didn't know who was going to be there, but the Bible tells me he used to be a spy. So when he went and spied out the land, he's the one of the ones that came back and said, God's going to take care of us. And so he's able in this passage of Scripture to take the role of Moses and say, God was with me then, God's going to be with us now. Church, I don't know if you realize this, but you're sitting in a paid building. You're sitting in a building that's paid for. over $600,000 paid in full. The bank can't take it no more if we don't make the payment. You know why that is? God was with us then. God's going to be with us now. I cannot tell you how incredible that is to know that if He was with me in the past, He's going to be with me now. And I look forward to this building that God's leading us up to. I don't know if y'all were at the business meeting we had last week, but I heard that we raised $100,000 in like 7 months. I'm scratching my head. Boy, I'd like to make $100 in 7 months. And God tells me that He was with me then, He's going to be with me now. If I'm confident in Him, the Bible tells me I can do what He calls me to do. And my question is, are we getting what God gives? And if we are, we've got to remember what He says, and we've got to be confident in Him. But I want to move on and look at verse number 11. And I want to read it to you. How do I get what God gives? Number one, I've got to remember His word. Number two, I've got to be confident. But number three, I've got to prepare myself to possess the land. Verse number 10 and 11. We'll go ahead and read 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, "Pass through the host and command the people, saying," here's a word, "prepare you victuals," or meals, or food, "for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go into," here's another one, "possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it." Prepare yourself to possess what God's given you. God tells me it's available. He told Joshua it's available. But church, it's my job to act on faith. It's my job to act on faith in what God's gave me. The Bible teaches me here that, I love this example because Joshua, he tells Joshua the land's there. He tells him earlier, he says, wherever you go, wherever you put your foot down, it's yours. And Joshua says, God, you've told me what to do, now it's my time to tell the people. So he says in this verse, hey folks, prepare to possess. He goes on to say in this verse, because in 3 days we're going. What confidence that is in God. What preparation He makes. And I wrote this down. Preparation is faith. If I'm going to prepare myself to do something, that means I'm thinking I'm going to do it. I've got to prepare myself for what God gives. Look with me in verse 11. Joshua says, "Prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land." What words of faith that is. He says, folks, get ready. In 3 days we're going. He didn't stumble on those words. Those are words of faith. And those are words of preparation. He tells His people, get prepared, God's doing a work. Church, let me warn you tonight, get prepared, God's doing a work here. You don't think God's forgot about us? He hasn't. He's doing a mighty work in the local body church right now. He's preparing us to possess what God gives us, and I'm thankful for that. Thankful that God is with us. Joshua tells us in this verse, get ready. I love what he says. He says, prepare your victuals, your meals. He said, hey, prepare your food, prepare your family. You're not staying here. It's time to go. It's time to put feet on the ground, because in a few days we're going to where God's called us to do. Okay, let's look at the last part. Let's look at verse 16. How do I get what God gives? Number one, I've got to remember what God says. We've got that. Number two, I've got to be confident in God. It tells us over and over again, be strong and of a good courage. Number three, we just talked about, I've got to prepare myself to possess it. But last but certainly not least, in verse 16, I've got to be willing to go. Verse 16 says, I've got to be willing to go. Read with me here. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. Whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. It's so important to remember what God says. It's so important to be confident in God. It's so important to prepare yourself to go. But church, we've got to put foot on the ground. We've got to be willing. That means, yes, I believe God's given me something. Yes, I believe He's going to provide. But I'm going to take a step of faith, and I'm going to act on it, and I'm going to do what God wants me to do. He says in this verse, you've got to be willing. And that's what these people said. They said, hey, we will do, and we will go. We will do, and we will go. And that's the question I want to ask us tonight. Are we willing to do what God wants us to do? And are we willing to go where God wants us to go? Because He tells us that willingness requires action. Chapter 3, the Bible tells me that they were crossing over the Jordan. Joshua says in this chapter, hey, 3 days we're going. Well, a couple chapters later they do. And I love this example because Joshua was with Moses when they left and the Red Sea parted. Moses didn't have to step in the water. God opened it. But in this situation, the priest had to put their feet in the water before the sea opened up. You can read it in chapter 3. They had to put their feet in the water and get wet before God ever moved. You know what that tells me? I've got to be willing to take a step. I've got to be willing to take a step because I believe God's going to provide. I believe God's going to be able. And I believe God is with me. In church, I believe God is with us because the Bible tells me that I've got to be willing to go. And the last text I want you to go to, if you would turn with me to 1 Chronicles, and this is where we'll kind of land the plane in our service tonight. 1 Chronicles 28. And I look at this text, and you know, I look at it and I look at how bold Joshua was and how much ability Joshua was, and God tells me to be willing to go. I can just hear people in their minds saying, what if I can't do much? What if I'm not strong enough? What if I can't do the big things? Church, we've got a life center coming up, and if everybody done the big things, nobody would be able to do the small things. Look what it says in this verse here. This is an encouraging verse. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 20. I'd ask you to read with me here. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. Bible says this. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage. Where did he hear that from? Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God. Oh man, this is familiar. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. Verse 21. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of God. And there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship, every willing, skillful man. That's somebody who can do the big things. But it says this, for any manner of service, also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment. What an encouraging passage that is. Because it tells me that God is going to be with me once again. He tells me He will not fail me once again. He will not forsake me once again. But it says God's got people lined up for the task at hand. And I could just picture the questions in our minds. And sometimes we doubt the Lord and we say, Lord, I may not can give much. I may not can do much. Church, you don't do the small things, we will never get to the big things. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do in the small things, I'll never get to the big things. And I want to encourage us tonight because God's given us a big thing over there, a life center, given us a place that people can be born again. That's why we're building that building. I'm not building it to go play basketball. I hope you understand that. I'm building that building, and I'm going to be a part of it because I want people to be born again in that place. And that's a perfect avenue for somebody to come in and be saved. But if I'm ever going to get there, I've got to stay here. And the Bible tells me in this passage, number one, if I'm going to get what God gives, I've got to remember His Word. Number two, I've got to be confident in God. Number three, I've got to prepare myself. But last but certainly not least, I've got to be willing to go. It's not very far over there. And it's not going to be very long. But church, this is the people who's going to put that building up. I want you to know that. The people in this room is going to put that building over there up. It's not the Sunday morning crowd. It's the people in this room. God's preparing us for a task. And I've got to be willing to go. And I encourage you to get on that boat with me. And I encourage us as a body of Christ, be willing to do what God calls me to do. If we ever want to get what God gives, we've got to be willing to do what God wants us to do. And I pray we're willing to do that. I'd ask you to pray with me. Father, thank you so much for this night, and I thank you for preaching, God. Thank you for being so good to us. I thank you once again that you've paid this church off in full. $600,000, Lord. Some of us will never see that, but you've done it, and I thank you for that. And I thank you that you've given us a vision, and I thank you that you're going to provide, and we put our faith in you in that, Lord. Pray you bless these people tonight, and I pray you bless our time of invitation. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.